Okay, so hello everybody. I'm Jane. Now in Australia it's December 7 and in the States December 6. So welcome and thank you for being here. This is a meditation with our beloved Giuliano and Helioar to heal the space-time rifts around the planet. And it comes from Teachings from the Sacred Triangle, Volume 3, Chapter 17, by David K. Miller. So let us calibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light.
Omega Light.
Feel that Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of a cosmic egg. It just builds a greater energy and a new vibratory thrust in our spirit and in our physical body. So let's just be in silence as you feel the reformulating of your aura. And now Giuliano sends down the violet Arcturian light, and he distributes it to each of us on the call. And this will help this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness and coherency, and will help us utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. The space-time continuum rift is affected by oppositional energy from the photon belt because it emits an energy fostering polarization. You're going to be entering a corridor with your etheric body, and it will produce a dramatic acceleration of your energy. The need to work and place yourself within the corridors is becoming more and more important. In addition to providing access to higher energy and the fifth dimension, they also provide a shield of protection when we are within them. The corridor provides a shield of energy and fifth dimensional light that can assure you to be able to maintain your fifth dimensional presence and wonderful meditative abilities. The ascension energy has opened wider and it's been moved to a closer date. It has been awakened in more people. The issue is how to influence the negative polarization, how to influence the peaceful processes, and at the same time, maintain the connection to the fifth dimensional energy. What you're beginning to experience now is part of the destruction of cultures, of institutions and alliances that have been held together for a long period of time. The world is reaching a crossroads, and this crossroad moves everyone closer to an unraveling and unfolding of events, which can culminate in a greater tragedy. However, the polarization has awakened more people, has awakened a greater mission and a greater sincerity among those who are spiritually inclined. The energy field of the planet has a homeostasis which has been set through special codes into the core of the Earth, and they are still intact. Parts of the Earth changes that are coming are in effect to rebalance some of the electromagnetic energy and other etheric energies disrupted by war. Giuliano brings down an accelerated corridor into your room. This corridor is filled with multi-layered jewels and crystals. It's unlike corridors we've been in previously, for it is lined with powerful crystal light, reflecting beautiful images from the galactic central sun. You're surrounded by beautiful reflections. And as you look up the corridor, you can see for what appears to be an eternity of space. Understand that by your thinking, by your intent and desire, you can rise out of your physical body, somersault, bounce and tumble up this corridor. Feel that lightness. And as you're in the corridor, tumbling and moving, you experience a freedom and lightness, a joy in movement that you've never experienced before. At the same time, you hold your mindfulness and mind intent. You're experiencing a spiritual awakening and retooling for the coming days, months and years. Straighten yourself out to an upright position and begin to travel to a corridor platform above our planet Earth. This platform is the seat and basis for many of the light workers who have been contributing to the healing process of Earth. As you arrive, you see a huge energy light reflective of the many spiritual masters and light workers on this planet, including Arcturian light workers. There are millions and more light workers on this platform above the Earth. And they are here because they too are preparing for their ascension. They are committed to the healing of the Earth, to the transformation and reintegration of the space-time rift. This is a wonderful community of spiritual beings. Giuliano rises above the whole group and sends a greeting to all of the starseeds.
Octorasi, hey young ahang, hello ahish.
Welcome. Giuliano now adjusts the Iskalia mirror, the reflective holographic mirror with special powers of light gathering and healing, and focuses it towards the central sun. And see the image of Earth reflected back to you through the mirror. The space-time rifts become more apparent. At the same time, Giuliano projects above the group a holographic image of a fifth-dimensional Earth, totally healed of any space-time rifts. This Earth image is able to transfer and transform simultaneously into the fifth dimension. Always remember a core group of spiritually minded light workers can focus their thoughts and healing energies, bringing forth a transformational experience for the Earth and ascension for the planet. Helio-R would now like to work with us. The technology of holographic light, holographic drawings and symbols is the tool for a transformation that will allow the space-time rift to be healed. Holographic means you take a part of the whole and use that part to project the whole. You can get a cell from one person, and from that cell you can produce the whole image. But not just a third dimensional image, but an image of their wholeness on all dimensions. Now, each of us can take a part of the Earth where we live, and from that area we can project a total image of the entire planet holographically. And this can be placed into a special corridor, which is what we're participating in now, this platform of spiritual energy. Helio-R asks you to take that part of the Earth that you're familiar with. When you interact with that part, you can affect the whole Earth. Whatever part of the whole Earth that is distorted can be transformed into a multidimensional holographic energy. So whilst you're on this great spiritual platform of life, focus on a part of the world, a beautiful part of the world that you know. Everything that you know about the Earth, the space-time continuum, the conflicts, the distorted patterns, can be accessed through this holographic part you have chosen. The Arcturians will now gift you the knowledge and technology to proceed with this holographic healing. Ashe Yak Baklak Stup Stup Tuk Luk. Project your energy now into your beautiful part of the planet, so that it radiates out to all parts that need to be healed, particularly the space-time rifts throughout the planet. Russia and China, in particular, the Middle East, Iraq, Iran. It's not necessary to travel to distant places. With holographic technology and skills that you've been taught, you're able to project your energies in the most direct and transformative way throughout the earth. Know also, it is hereby acknowledged that the areas that are in opposition, that seem to be self-destructing, shall be allowed to proceed without contaminating the rest of the earth. Let the part you're focusing on have a neutral effect on the remainder of the conflicted energy patterns of the earth. There are holographic energy patterns related to the ley lines or meridians of the earth, and certain points on the meridian has a greater ability to accelerate. All is becoming equalized. Mother Earth has gained a holographic consciousness of herself through the work that you have just done. And this allows holographic healing to occur. But just continue to scan the earth. You may come across different energies that perhaps you don't know how to heal. But get in contact with your holographic self. Remember, you are part of your greater multi-level self. Question has arisen of what holographic light energy needs to be sent to four areas of conflict right now. Afghanistan. Those territorial disputes in the South China Sea. North Korea is saber-rattling. And there are problems over the energy of Iran. The space-time rift can be neutralized so that the intensity of the situations can be diffused. In a sense, this would be part of the process of change in those areas. For a healing to occur when an area is overly charged, it has to be neutralized. Those four situations can neutralize to a point where tensions are eased. The greatest gift would be for the outcomes to be neutralized. Because the seeds of World War III can be ignited from any of those areas. But also a neutralization and release of tensions would help counteract this, so the outcome is humanely manifested in a compassionate manner. A neutralization light is a bandage, and the bandage is your healing light. if the rift continued to open wider, there's a spreading of negative energy and intensity. But when it's healed, when it's neutralized, a decrease in tensions occur. So please, focus your energy on the bandage going over those four areas. Afghanistan. Those territorial disputes in the South China Sea. North Korea. And this confrontation between the US and Iran. So hold your holographic image of the earth over these areas. Now, some of you may want to mingle on this spiritual platform because there are wonderful teachers and spirits here, a great number of highly evolved people, greater than any other time in the planet's history. So take a few moments to mingle. Say hello to old friends. Enjoy hugs and embraces. Unfortunately, the call has been made to return. Please direct yourself back into the corridor. But again, experience a bouncing, a somersaulting, a lightness and a freedom. Don't forget, being a light being also means you being light, as opposed to being heavy. Bounce, direct yourself back into your room. Before you enter, see your body and slowly somersault. So you enter on a three somersault and turn back into your body. By coming back this way, you're making it easier for yourself to leave again in the same way. Always remember the three somersault steps as a way to return to your body. It prepares your body for an easier alignment. This is just another approach. Please acknowledge the playfulness energy that is so important in spiritual work. Our thanks for your commitment and for your participation in this meditation.